Blog Talk Radio.
What an awesome, awesome time to transfer from 2012 into 2013. You know, Miss Sandra has been listening all morning long to the song by Hezekiah Walker, Grateful, and William McDowell's I Won't Go Back. And that's what we need to make up in our minds in 2013. Sometimes things that have happened to us that have maybe overwhelmed us or have taken us off course or distracted us may try and keep us in a moment where time is no longer there. Only death is there, or only past memories that aren't benefiting us at all are there. And it's time to make up in our minds that we don't go back to the way things used to be. We don't continue to live in yesterday expecting our now and today to happen. It just can't, both times cannot dwell in the same place. And so I'm on a fast, and I'm on a corporate fast with my church, New Birth. Shout out to my apostle, Bishop Eddie Long, and we're on this corporate fast together. We're doing the Daniel 21-day fast, and if you feel that you need to fast and, you know, want to hear from God clearly, you want to need some direction, sometimes things only come by means of fasting and praying. If you want to join us, you can go on to www.newbirth.org, and all the directions, everything you need is a guide. You can download it either to your iPhone, smartphone, iPad, to your PC, your Mac, whatever you have, or you want to just print it out so you have it as a daily tool to use and to keep you on track. I encourage you to join me. If you're not in a fast or you're not connected to someone, or if you are connected to someone, make sure you do what your leader has instructed you to do. Get in order. I just believe that this is a time for great order. This is a time for right alignment. I believe God is really getting ready to move and blow our minds tremendously. And so I know I haven't been on in a while, so I just want to say happy new 2013 for everyone. As my apostle said, this is the year of fatherhood being established. I believe it's a year of a lot of dreams and aspirations and promises that God has spoken to us. We will begin to see manifestation. I truly believe we will see the miracles, signs, and wonders. I truly believe we will see God's glory reveal himself like never before. So I'm excited, I'm ready, I'm purposed, and I'm positioning myself to make sure I get everything that God has promised for me and my family. And I encourage you to do the same. And so we're back on the series of Relationship Talk about the One, and we're talking about today, who are you? And strangely, you know, the Holy Spirit gave me the story about the lost son, or many of you may know it by the prodigal son, and some of you may not have a clue of what I'm talking about. You can go on to BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com, and it has the whole Bible listed there for you. Type in Luke 15, 11 through 22. Again, let's type in Luke 15, 11 through 32. 32. And you will see the whole story about the prodigal son or the lost son. And it's a story, and I have to paraphrase it because I don't have much time. have to paraphrase it, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of the son, when he became of age, some of you may know about inheritance. Sometimes people, you know, if your parents leave you an inheritance, you can't get it until a certain age. Most times this age is like 21 or 25, or after they've passed away, then you can get all the inheritance. But it says the younger son, when the son came into age, and the younger son came into age, he went and commanded to his father that he wanted all of his inheritance. He wanted everything. And so, you know, some of us as parents, you know, we know a lot of times our kids are not ready for what, you know, they think they're ready for, and then they end up getting it, and they're not, their character or their maturity and the spiritual level is not ready. And this is what happened to this young man. He went out and he squandered his whole entire inheritance. He did wild living. He was out hanging with the prostitutes. He was out just doing everything of the world. And so, therefore, he lost everything. He spent all his inheritance. A famine came on the land. And then he had no place to go. He had no, all the folks that he was hanging around, they were gone. Once his money was gone, they were gone. And he didn't know what to do. And so then, you know, he said, okay, I'll go back to my father's house. At least I can work as a servant. I can work in the pigs. So I play, you know, doing stuff. So he ended up being around the pigs. You know, sometimes in life we can do things that are so horrific. Some things we feel, you know, that have, we just like, how did I get here? How did I get in this position? And then we end up finding ourselves in a place where we were never raised to be that way. But yet we find ourselves in that low position, and that's what happened with this young man. He found himself in a low position. His father didn't raise him that way. He came from good stock. His father was rich. His father had money. His father was royalty. And therefore, he found himself outside of what he was accustomed to, outside of what he was purposed to have. And some of us, we found ourselves in that position. I can raise my hand and know and say, I found myself in that type of a position where I hung around the wrong crowd. I did things I wasn't supposed to do. I made decisions that were not profitable to me, and found myself in a place where I know I should not be. I did not belong. And so the question today is, who are you? So this young man, he found himself in a place where he was so hungry. He was like, if I could just get some of the tusks or the trough that the pigs eat. He was even thinking about eating as a pig. I mean, he's already dwelling and working around the pigs, but now he's like, I'm so hungry, I feel like I need to go ahead and eat with the pigs. And so sometimes, you know, we get caught up in condemnation that we've messed up so bad, that we believe that we have no hope, we have no, our dreams are dead, that everything is gone. And therefore, we think that it's over for us, that we have to settle. How many of us in relationships right now, we felt because we didn't deserve anything better because of maybe the things that we've done or the decisions that we've made. Some of us, you know, are single parents, and you feel that, you know, you can't really get nobody really, really good that somebody else with no kids can have. And so you end up settling. You end up falling into the traps, the lies that the enemy has said that you don't deserve anybody better, that you need to just go ahead and settle for this. And then we find ourselves in a position or with people that we can't even see the light of day because there's so much darkness around. This is what happened to this young man. He made a decision to go out, squander everything, lost everything. Now he's in a famine. He's hungry. He's broke. He's poor. He ends up working for this guy who has an owner of pigs. Now he's so hungry, he feels like eating like a pig. But then somebody say to yourself, I came to myself. I came to who I am. And he began to remember where he came from, and he began to remember who he's connected to. And he said, well, you know what? I may not can't get back in my father's palace like I was before, but at least I can get there and work among the servants. And I know the servants, they eat well and they live well. And so if I could just get connected back with them, I'll be happy. And so he came to himself and realized where he came from. But still, his mindset still wasn't at the point where he totally to come back and be restored. But he did make a decision to move out of where he was. And for some of us, that's what we need to do. When you see yourself in a place where you know you don't belong, where you know that where your connections are, that has nothing to do with where you're destined to be, you need to make a decision to come out from under that and move forward. And that's what that young man did. And as he got closer to his house, as he got closer to where he lived at, his father saw him afar off. And when his father saw him afar off, he ran to his son. And he was so excited and ecstatic to see his son. He didn't ask his son where you've been. He didn't ask his son what in the world did you do. He didn't ask his son, are you crazy to think that you can come back here? He did not condemn his son. He did not put his son down. He did not dismiss his son. He did not reject his son, but he welcomed his son back with open arms. And he did not put his son and say, okay, now that you're back, then you go work in the field or you go work with the service until you can earn your time to be back here with me. No, he said, he told his service, get the fatted calf. Cook up the fatted calf. Get the best robe for my son. Clean him up. Get him back to where he's supposed to be. Get him back to where he's supposed to be looking like. Get him back into what he's supposed to be walking in. This is my son, and whom I'm well pleased. He came to himself. He once was lost, but now he's found. And we are going to celebrate his maturity in his walk. And so my question to you is, who are you? As we continue to travel down this road of the one, remember who you are. And you do not have to settle for what you think you have to settle for. Some of us have been through so much that we don't think we believe or deserve the best. But God said, you are my son. You are my daughter in whom I well please. When you come into yourself and come into who God says you are, you don't find nowhere in the Bible where God says that, you know, you're your junk. You don't find nowhere in the Bible when he said you're just trash that I made. Or it's one time when he said he grieved that what he made, and that was back in Genesis because the people were so disobedient and so living such vicariously that they didn't even recognize God anymore. And he said, how could I make something so beautiful and so dear to me? How could they just, I gave them everything that they needed, and yet they turned on me. But that's the only time that you hear God saying, you know, that he was grieved. He was grieved of heart because they didn't love and serve him the way that he deserved to be loved and served. And so now, you know, we're here today. We're talking about who are you as we continue to go down to the one relationship series. How, you really cannot connect with who God has for you until you realize who you are. And it's a mindset change. And so I wrote down a few points that we have to understand that we need to walk in before we get connected to the right one. Because if we're not up there in our mindset of who we are, we can literally destroy a relationship. We can hinder our relationships from growing. We cannot continue to bring negative aspects about who we are into a beautiful, fruitful relationship. It says, you know, it's like the apple tree. The apple tree is going to produce great, nice-looking apples. You can't go and bring a fig tree or an orange tree seeds and put it. It's always like it's saying, what I'm saying is that you can't bring negative seeds and expect that the bountifulness to grow, the abundance to grow, the love to grow, when you continue to bring unforgiveness, when you continue to bring condemnation, when you continue to bring ungratefulness, when you continue to bring bitterness and rage and fits of anger and expect something good to come out of that. You have to remember who God designed you to be. And so the first point that's coming out of this text today is, remember who God designed and purposed for you to be. Bible says you were fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. And so, therefore, when you're dealing with relationships and with the one, you have to know that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a masterpiece. You are beautiful in him. You are someone that should be highly desired and admired, but it starts with your mindset. If you don't believe that in your mind, then people will treat you how you portray yourself. I'm going to say that again. People will treat you how you portray yourself. And when I say portray yourself, I mean basically what you believe about who you are. People are going to call you by what you want to be known as. If that's all you want to be known as is a certain one thing, that's what they're going to know you are. You can say, well, there's so many different things and sides to me that, you know, people don't know about. Well, if you don't share that, if you don't talk about that, people will only know you for the one thing or for what you portray to people for your, how you want them to know you. And so number two says check your connection. Here he is, the lost son, is out there with people who weren't trying to get him back on the right road. He wasn't even trying to get back on the right road. He wasn't trying to get back on the right road until he lost everything. And so some of us, we have made some bad investments maybe. We had wrong relationships. We may have went through a bad divorce. We may have been raped, may have been molested. We may have had kids by different fathers or men. You may have kids by different moms. And you feel that you don't deserve anything good. You feel that, you know, this is good right here. You continue to condemn yourself and you're not reaching forward for something better. You know, you're content in your comfortableness, and that's not what God has for you. God says in his word he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above. And as I was on the prayer call, Dr. Hamby was on, and he was on this week and last week, and he talked about we have to understand how much God really loves us. And that's what I want to say to you today. God loves you so much. He's not going to want you to stay in your comfortableness of condemnation. I'm going to say that again. He loves you so much. He does not want you to stay in your comfortableness of condemnation. He is sick and tired of you putting yourself down. He's sick and tired of you limiting yourself. He's sick and tired of you telling yourself what you cannot do when he says you can do all things through me. Okay, so therefore, he says, check your connections. You need to be connected with people that keep you encouraged, inspired, but also people that can keep you in check, because we also need to have a level of accountability. That's a sign of love there. You can't have all the yes people around you, and you don't have no one to hold you accountable. So you have to make sure you have some connections where people want to see you in fruitful relationships. People want to see you with the right one. People want to help pray you to where you need to be. So check your connections. Number three, renew your mind. Again, you want these things, you desire to have these things, you desire to have the right one, if you desire to know that you are the one, it starts with a change or a revolution or a transformation of the mindset. You can't say what you want, and then you see what you want, but then your actions and your voice, what you speak out, says something totally different. And so renewing our mind is a daily thing. The minute we start thinking old, the minute we start thinking beneath what we ought to have, then we end up going back to the way things used to be. We'll start picking up old habits, and we'll begin to go back the old way, and we'll begin to take the same old things that we used to do, and our eating habits go back down the tubes. We have to continue to renew our mind daily that we're not going to go back, that we're not going to remain comfortable in our condemnation. And then the last one says, make a decision, just what I talked about, to move forward and not go back to the way things used to be. And so this is what happened with this young man. It says here, it says he had to make a decision. He was not going to stay where he was. And he came to himself. He remembered where he came from. He remembered who he was connected to. And he remembered it took a decision, a conscious decision, a renewal of the mind to say, I'm getting back to where I belong. I'm getting back to where I know I can grow, even if it's among the servants. Even if it's just, I know they eat well, they dress well, they live well. I know my father takes really good care of them. I have a chance and an opportunity to make something of my life. And so when he got there, before he even got close to the house, his father saw him coming back home. And that's all God wants. He said, I see you. I know you. You're right there. You're at the brink of your breakthrough. Do a mindset. Remember who you are. Remember who I created you to be. That's what God is telling you. Who are you? I have the best for you. You got to know that you are the one, ladies, that the man desires. You are the one he is looking for. Four, know that you are, Proverbs 31, know that you are highly desirable. Know that you are being sought out. You don't have to wear seductive clothes to lure a man. You don't have to do it. Men, you don't have to walk around with your chest hair shown. Look here, if you're doing what God tells you to do, she's noticing you. She may not have said anything yet, but she's noticing you. And so, ladies, just remember when you're seeking out the one or you're planning for the one to seek you out, you have to know who you are and not allow yourself to stay in condemnation, not allow yourself to think that you have to stay low because of maybe some of the choices that you have made along the line. And this is for men and women, young people too, that the choices that you made, you think you have to settle for what they say or for what you think you ought to have. And it's so amazing, and I'll share this thing with you. I can't go into full detail, but God took me somewhere, and he showed, and I thought I was supposed to get this thing, you know. I was like, okay, I know I can get this. And when I, you know, started, you know, operating in it, I was just like, okay, this is really, really nice. And, okay, and I was asking, you know, the people that were with me, what do you think about it? And they were like, this is really nice. But then, you know, my daughter who was with me, she was like, I think you need to be in that. That's what I hear, God. And I'm looking, and I'm like, but. And I begin to hear God speak to me like, why don't you think you deserve something like that? Why don't you think that I would not give you something just that nice? Do you believe in me? You need to do a mind change. You need to realize that you deserve that and then some. And I was like, whoa. It just blew me away. I said, whoa, my mind just had to come up higher. He said, Lissandra, you got to come up higher than what you're believing for. You have to come up higher. You need to do a mindset change. So some of us, we're settling, thinking that it's a good thing, but God is like, I got something better. I got something that's going to blow your mind. I got something that you thought you was out of reach for or that you didn't deserve. And so you have to remember who you are, whose you are, and remember that God wants you to have the best. And so before you say yes or I do to that certain person that you think only you can have or settle for, and you know good doggone well that person is not for you, that person is not where you need them to be. And another thing, if you're in a spiritual relationship with God, there's no need to settle for someone that is not there with you or not striving to be there with you or don't believe in God the way you do or they don't, you know, they're Buddhist and you're, you know, you're a Christian or a disciple. Don't even cross those lines thinking that you can influence them to change to who you are. Let them change. You can influence change, but the change, actual change or the action of change comes when they make it up their mind that they want to do this and do this on their own according to what they how they need to go, not because you're forcing them. You stop forcing people to come over to where you are. You need to be where you need to be, and when you are where you need to be, let me tell you something. It's something that I told my daughter, what's up today, and she's down there at Georgia State at school right now, but it's something that I told my daughter. I said, when you make sure you have your relationship right with God and your worship life is in order, and when you know who you are, your anointing will attract the right men to you. Now, if you're interested in getting married soon, I said the right one will come. The right ones will come to you. You will not have to say a word. You will not have to do anything special. You won't have to. I'm telling you, every time I turn around, you know, is just somebody is, you know, wanting to get to know it. But it's the anointing that is attractive. Now, we also have to be careful and keep our guard up because sometimes the anointing will attract the good, the bad, and the ugly. So you have to use wisdom and discernment. And so, you know, when you are getting yourself together and you're realizing who you are and realizing that, ladies, you are the one he has in search for, and men realizing that you deserve a Proverbs 31 woman, because you are a Proverbs 31 man and you have your relationship right with the Lord, then we have to remember we come very attractive. And so that's my thing for you today, is that you renew your mind. Again, remember who God designed and purposed for you to be. Check your connections. Renew your mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2, make a decision to move forward and not go back to the way things used to be. And so that's what I need you to do. I need you to study on that this week. If you want to connect with me as far as the prayer call, I'm telling you, let me tell you something. My life has really transformed and is going up since I've joined the International Prayer Call, which is over a year and a half ago. Look, the International Prayer Call continues to keep growing. It happens every morning, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. If you have a PC, Mac, or however, you can log on at www.newbirthlive.tv, or you can call in if you have to call in by phone at 559-726-1050 or 530-881-1050. A lot of times we're praying and asking God to move and do this and do that, but we're not doing anything on our end. The first thing you need to do is make sure that you get your prayer life together as you're praying for who the one that you desire to have or he desires for you to have. And if you want to be connected with that one, I'm telling you, it comes quickly through getting in the right alignment with God and with prayer. And so I have definitely enjoyed talking with you today about who are you. Remember, before you can connect with the one, you need to know who you are, whose you are, and what you are purposed in life to do. And so I'm getting ready to check out. I'll be back with you soon. Miss Sandra loves you. You can connect with me on Twitter at @legacy_lever, or you can connect with me on Facebook at Lasandra J. Hardy. Okay, so be blessed. Continue to study. Continue to get prepared. Continue to get in right alignment for the one. Ladies, remember again, you are the one he's searching for. Men, you are the one who deserves a Proverbs 31 woman, because you are a Proverbs 31 man. Remember to love hard, love strong, and love on purpose.